IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with economic change. Did you know that over the next 5 years, there will be a churn of 23% in the workforce of the world? This means that 12.3% of the jobs will become irrelevant because of technology. And 10.2% of new jobs will become relevant because of that same new technology. This comes from a report based on the World Economic Forum in Davos. And this is the biggest forum in the world where all the leaders come to discuss the state of global economics and the impact it will have across businesses and people. Now, I am fed up with most people looking at technology change as a bad thing. They are thinking too small, and they are all thinking like victims. What they don't realize is that over the years, technology has always led to an increase in jobs in the long run. In the short term, of course, it will disrupt because that's its role, to change things for the better. If you don't want to change, that is when all the problems start. Hence, instead of thinking about job churn or job loss as static, there is a more empowering statistic to look at. In that same report, they mentioned that over the next 5 years, job skills will change by 44%. That means 44% of the workforce will need to learn new skills. This is the most important statistic of all. For the last 5 years, I've been saying on this podcast that we need to learn to upskill constantly. However, now it has become the most important of all. What does upskilling mean? It means you are learning a new way of working, but more importantly, you are learning a new way of thinking. When you learn a new skill, you're forced to look at the world around you differently. For example, if you learn how to look at a database or analyze it for the first time, you will start seeing databases all around you. If you start copywriting as a new skill, you will start seeing well-written emails and advertisements around you. The way you start thinking changes. In the same Davos report, they identified 3 skills as the most important. The first is cognitive problem solving. The second, analytical thinking. And the third is technology literacy. Apart from this, there are some skills that I feel are golden and will always be important for us, no matter what happens to the world. The first skill is learning how to sell. Selling your ideas to someone, selling your suggestions to your boss, or selling the movie that you want to watch with your girlfriend or boyfriend. We all need to learn how to sell. Second is storytelling. Learning how to tell stories is a very important part of how to convey your message. Humans have always told stories, and hence we have a strong desire to learn and communicate using storytelling. The third skill is negotiation. This is important because it will help you get a new job, salary hikes. It will help you seek new opportunities and then help you get them. Negotiation is not bargaining for clothes at a roadside shop on Fashion Street. Negotiation is about finding win-win situations. Apart from this, play around with different AI tools or tools like Canva to learn design. Dive into technology without being hesitant. Make mistakes while learning, because that is the way that you will learn new skills. A good rule of thumb is to learn 3 new skills every 6 months. That means you can learn one at a time, or you can learn 3 at the same time. Just put 30 minutes aside every single day. These 3 new skills will rocket your career and your life. Keep learning and changing with the environment around you. This super simple habit starts by asking yourself, have you learned anything or done anything new in your job in the last 6 months? If no, take action now. Set aside 30 minutes every day and learn a new skill, either by reading or doing an online course. Start today. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do 2 things. Share it with 3 people. 1, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at @AshtinDoc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.